Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, hello, celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin, and you're tuned into Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. Yes, you are. Where we break down all of the hottest celebrity gossip stories of the weeks, the breakups, the makeups, the shakeups, the shenans, and the shenanigans. Well, I couldn't do this by myself. By the way, I stole that joke from TikTok and think it's so funny. We have arbiter of style and beauty. It's Gwen Flamberg. So glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here. Hi, guys.
And it is Machine Gun Kelly's one biggest, truest fan. probably sent him a vial of blood because she knows he's into that kind of thing. It's baby woman Sarah Heron.
Okay, I don't know if that's true anymore. I am wearing a Machine Gun Kelly t-shirt if you're watching this on YouTube, but that's simply just because it's Friday and I don't have a lot left in me. When I bought this t-shirt, maybe that was true. You know, I've had my issues with him since. We'll get to it, I'm sure.
We will. And sounds like someone's in denial about her love for him. It's okay. She'll come back around. Well, before we dive into the news, you know what it's time for. It's time for our woes of the week. These are the stories that made my co-hosts and I grab our pee-pees, our proverbial pearls, get your mind out of the gutter, and just made us go, whoa. Gwen Flamberg, what made you go whoa this week?
I'm still like scratching my head over this one, you guys. Earlier this week, Khloe Kardashian posted on Instagram, it was a slideshow of two photos with her mother, Kris Jenner. The caption was something like, everything, my world, you know, she and her mom. Now, first of all, Khloe looks like if Khloe became a blow up doll, like blow up sex,
very sex doll.
Like she is looking like an entirely different human with like really ginormous lips. She looks beautiful, but like I've met Khloe so many times over the years and she's a beautiful woman, but that's not what my takeaway always was after being with her. She had the best personality, the funniest, the most clever, warm, fabulous. And yet she's like really leaning into this superficial kind of like, look at me. But that's not what really freaked me out, guys. What really freaked me out was that Kris Jenner is starting to resemble one of the girls. In the first slide of this Instagram post, Kris Jenner was wearing sunglasses. If you swipe to the next photo when her sunglasses are off, Kris Jenner now has the face of Kim Kardashian. Do you just go to the plastic surgeon and say, like, I want to look exactly like my daughter?
Well, Gwen, it's like I always say, like, plastic surgeons and people who do injectables are sort of like makeup artists where they have one signature face they love to do and do really well. And they share the same guy, two guys. And so I think that that is sort of the inevitability of, you know, sharing your plastic surgeon and your dermatologist.
But, you know, it's pretty artful, like getting good plastic surgery. Like we talked a week or two ago about Martha Stewart, who has some amazing work. She looks youthful. She looks gorgeous. She doesn't look overdone. That is artful plastic surgery to look like a younger version of yourself, to look fresh, to not look like you've had work done. But it is an entirely different style of plastic surgery when it starts becoming like, what was that film with Nicolas Cage and Face Off? I mean, literally, someone has created a different face on this woman, entirely sculpted a different face. And it is the face of her daughter, who only sort of slightly looked like her, looked a lot like, you know, Robert Kardashian. So, I mean, it's just, this is interesting, guys. It's interesting. It's strange. I don't know how I feel about it, but it feels weird.
It also made me go very whoa. It is shocking. Go check it out. I'm sure a therapist would have something to say about it. Baby woman, legal expert. What Vanderpump Rules fan? What made you go whoa this week? Well, while you were, you know, drawing up contracts.
Right, of course. Speaking of therapy, Raquel is getting some. Rachel Raquel Levis has checked herself into a mental health facility as the fallout of Scandoval continues. I know we're going to get to Howie Mandel, who, you know, probably didn't realize what he was doing, but ruining his own life by inserting himself into the drama, and Sandoval digging himself a bigger grave. But which is what really made me go well this week, is I simply screamed at my computer for an hour and 18 minutes. But in other news, Rachel Raquel is in treatment. Her representatives have made it clear this is not for substance abuse. This is for mental health. And she actually wanted to check herself in sooner, but had to keep filming the television program that she blew up, Vanderpump Rules. So, you know what? It's not a shock. I think everyone has commented on how wild and insane this has been, and how it's, the coverage has spread. You know, as Tom Sandoval said, I'm watching CNN. I don't believe he watches CNN, but he told Howie Mandel he watches CNN and then saw himself on there and doesn't understand why. He said, I'm not, you know, a member of the royal family.
It was definitely sent to him. He wasn't watching.
Yeah, he doesn't read CNN, and he probably loved it. We know he's a narcissist. But clearly this is a lot. And I think one thing people have been concerned about, when they, it's a lot to be angry about, but in the back of, I think, a lot of people's minds, they're like, I hope no one involved here does anything drastic, because one, that would ruin the fun of the reality show, but also because we don't want anyone to be, you know, hurting themselves. So Raquel is in treatment, and I'm not shocked. I'm honestly shocked it took this long, but I guess it makes sense. She had to keep filming the show and do her interviews and stuff. So we'll see what happens next.
Well, good luck to you, Rachel Raquel. And I am excited to get into the Howie Mandel later, because it is so wild. But first, my woe of the week goes to the Duchess herself, Miss Ferga Ferg, definition Fergalicious. Not that one, the original. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess, formerly married to Prince Andrew, a source confirmed to us that she will not be invited to the coronation. And it's sort of the same reason as Harry and Meghan a little bit, that she's not really in the royal family because she's not married to his brother, Prince Andrew, anymore. You know, great, great for everyone involved there. But a little strange to me that they decided not to invite her, because she was a member of the royal family. She's a prominent figure, but something is going on, and Charles just sort of hates her. Maybe they wanted to distance themselves from Andrew. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think it's really weird. Like, it's just so inappropriate. You know, even though Sarah Ferguson has not been married to Prince Andrew for quite a long time, they're still very close friends. I believe they still live in the same home. Also, her daughters have a pretty big place in the royal family, Beatrice and Eugenie. Would it be a big deal to just have her there? She's not a working royal. She wouldn't be on the balcony, but like, the exclusion is so notable, and it's just so not nice.
I agree, Gwen. I think it's a way bigger deal to not invite her than to invite her. If you want to, you know, go with the working royal thing on the balcony, totally fine. But feels weird to make a point to let it be known that she wasn't invited. I don't know, you know, how that got out there, but it's been confirmed she wasn't invited. And also, you know, Andrew, not great, you know, pretty not great. And if he gets to go, but his ex-wife doesn't get to go, and she wasn't invited to Will and Kate's wedding, but then got to go to Harry and Meghan. So it kind of felt like maybe that had been thawed, but now it's back. I don't know. It's always confusing what these people do. And I know we're going to get into the Meghan and Harry of it all, but that was a weird one for me. I agree.
I I absolutely agree. And the coronation is coming up along with Met Gala and Baby Woman's trip to Portugal, Lisbon. So everyone mark their calendars for the trifecta of large events there on the weekend of May 6th and the day after.
Oh my God.
Well, let's get into it. You guys, I want to talk about Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, as I will only call him Timothée. And Kylie, there were rumors going on in Dumois that they were seeing each other. We have not confirmed these rumors, but there were paparazzi photos yesterday of her car at his house. And now there are pictures of them spotted at my favorite taco place in the entire world, Ooh. Tito's Tacos, which I can't shut up about ever. I'm so glad that they have great taste. But they were spotted at Tito's Tacos. Again, really good taste. Go there if you're ever in Century City or Santa Monica. Timothée was at an art show in Santa Monica, and Kylie Jenner's vehicle was seen behind him, and then they were spotted grabbing Tito's Tacos for a little taco date. So now we got smoke, we got salmon. Car last week, car last night, Tito's Tacos earlier today. My psychic powers are telling me that these two will be at some Coachella events together this weekend, but we will see. And I think it's strange that, you know, the Kardashians are always known for dating professional athletes or rappers. That has been the history if you look at all their marriages and relationships. And now to date sort of like a skinny actor is a really big change for them. But I sort of like them together. I feel like they could balance each other out. What are your hot talks? I mean, they got great taste in tacos, so I think the relationship is off to a great start.
Definitely off to a great start. He is an absolute departure for her. But, you know, she's quite a young woman. She's got her entire life to change her taste in men and try some different things on, if you know what I'm saying. Now, I just hope that this relationship lasts a few short weeks so that they can grace the Met Gala red carpet together. Because oh my God, that would break the interwebs. Timothée Chalamet, incredible fashion star. Kylie is just obviously the one to watch on any carpet because people are obsessed with her. So, you know, maybe this, we're setting it up. Maybe we're setting it up for that.
Here we are. What about this not hot new hookup, Sarah? You look displeased.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't love it for either of them. I don't think it makes sense. I feel like Timothée Chalamet has always been really confusing to me. I never saw Call Me By Your Name. And then I just finally saw Little Women like literally last week. And I don't know, he doesn't really do it for me. And I just I didn't predict it. And anytime there's a couple that I could never have predicted, it makes me a little uncomfortable. So slightly uncomfortable, but you know, I guess we needed something to talk about. The Kardashians have been kind of boring lately.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a step in the right direction as to getting us all talking and then put them in the public eye, almost like Kris Jenner planned it herself, but we will see. I think they got, you know, some good stuff going on. Well, let's move on. We talked about a hot hookup. Let's talk about some reconciliation. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are back together? Question mark. They were spotted in Hawaii, holding hands, loved up, and a source told us exclusively that Machine Gun Kelly or Megan Fox are back together, trying to sort out their problems. They had a wedding planned for this year in LA that was supposed to have about like 8,000 people at it, says the source.
8,000?
It was supposed to be like a huge event. Their invite list was anywhere from like 2,000 to 8,000 people. They thought it was going to settle sort of right in the 5,000 range. And then we're going to do something smaller in Italy later. So it was going to be like sort of like, I don't know, a concert event in Hollywood and then a more intimate ceremony in Italy. But a source tells us that they have postponed this thousands people wedding and are working on, you know, getting themselves back together. What do you guys think about this?
I think the pictures, I saw someone tweet, I think it might have been Bravo Historian, comparing the Hawaii pictures to the pictures of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston right before they announced their split on vacation amid all the Angelina stuff. And that's kind of what it gave me. Once I saw that, I couldn't shake it. I was like, oh, are they trying to take back the narrative? This is like a desperate attempt, not only to each other, but also to the public, because it was such a messy split, even though they did it themselves to make it such a messy split or breakup or issues they were having. That was literally Megan telling us all about it and then getting mad that everyone was reporting it. So I don't know. I don't think they're going to make it down the aisle. I really don't.
I agree with you. And those pictures of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston when they were on that beach and she had the tissues and it was so obvious that she was crying and they were like hashing it out. It's, I mean, that epic moment. And if this is being compared to that, we know there's only one way that this relationship can go.
Yeah, it is. I don't have a really good feeling about the relationship either. It just seems so hot and intense and cold and toxic all of the time. And I just don't think that that is sustainable for either of them. We've seen them break up and get back together, do all these sort of crazy things. And it just doesn't seem like a loving domestic partnership to me.
Right.
Well, you know, we got lots of relationship updates this week. Let's talk about a huge split. They were together for 6 years. Six seemingly lovely years, if you listen to the album Lover. Taylor Swift and Joe Albin have called it quits, a source confirms to Us Weekly. The source told us that this happened, quote, a few weeks ago. And we have been getting little Easter eggs, as is Taylor's signature always, because she is on the Eras tour. And she's doing some things. She noticeably changed her set list on March 31st in Texas, swapping out Folklore's Sweet Pan. I don't know what that is. I didn't really like album as much as you did. Folklore's Sweet Pan to Soulmates. And the song Invisible String, she changed the words.
Oh.
And yes, she did. And then she debuted, you know, at the concert tour Death by a Thousand Cuts and Clean at her Arlington, Texas concert on April 1st, two songs notably about getting through a big breakup. But so she gave us those Easter eggs, and then a source confirmed to us that, you know, Taylor doesn't do anything that goes unnoticed by her fans, and everything she does has such intention. So when she swapped out those songs and started performing breakup songs, everyone knew what was going on. But it's sad, guys. They were together for 6 years. We had reporting that they were engaged, you know, really quietly off the books about a year ago. There's reports going around that they're married. A source tells us that they were never married. But it's sad. 6 years and right before the Eras tour, it's just really the end of an era.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, how can you maintain a relationship when you're on tour? That's number one. Number two is, and I hate to say it, but she is at the height of pop culture right now. She was basically one of the most famous women in the world. And I think it's really tough for a guy to deal with that. Her stardom has so far surpassed his.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Listen, I love Taylor Swift in a single girl era, and I just hope that this lasts long enough for her to write some dang music, because now she's on tour, so she's not going to be writing music or making music. But we all really benefit when she's single and she's writing the songs. So
I agree.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of shook by like the reaction that people had to this. I love Taylor Swift. I'm going to the Eras tour. I cannot wait. But I like Joe Alwyn. I've never even like heard him speak. Like I didn't watch Conversations with Friends. I don't like really follow his life because he doesn't talk about anything I care about, aka Taylor Swift, in public. So I don't really have an emotional attachment to him. I guess like her most diehard Swifties just thought he was like the one and were shocked because they thought, you know, maybe they were secretly married or that she had found her person and just wanted her to be happy. So I guess that's why there was people, you know, flocking Cornelia Street with flowers, which is like a little much for me because no one died. I'm with Gwen. Let's go single girl Taylor Swift. I cannot wait to see who she dates next. I cannot wait to hear the breakup music. I cannot wait to analyze the lyrics. And that's the kind of Taylor I want. It's been six albums of Joe Alwyn. They've all been great, but like, let's shake it up.
I agree. I feel terrible saying this, but when, you know, Selena Gomez broke up with The Weeknd and now Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift breaking up, I'm like, I can't wait for the music. It's going to be so good. It's like Adele going through a divorce. And really, you know, I feel bad, but we all do benefit so much as a whole. So it's for the greater good. Thank you for your sacrifice. We can't wait to support all of your breakup music. Well, let's go on to the mean streets of Hollywood and talk about Amanda Bynes. There's an update from Amanda that TMZ reported today. Amanda Bynes has been released from the mental hospital that she was in more than 3 weeks after she was admitted for treatment. Sources close to Bynes tell TMZ that she was released this past Monday after the medical staff determined she was ready to get back to her day-to-day life. As the sources also told TMZ that she will live in her own home as she was before the hospitalization and keep much of the independence she's earned after the 9 years that she was in a conservatorship. In case you didn't remember, last month, Amanda was spotted naked and roaming the streets in the very early morning near downtown LA before flagging down a police car. There's photos of her getting her nails done today. And I'm just happy that the doctors agree that she's okay and that she's not like completely under a conservatorship again. But I'm just paralyzed with fear for Amanda Bynes's mental health and her future, you know, as a person living on their own. So sad. I don't think you guys want to say anything about sad. Terrible. Let's move on to Scandoval. Let's talk about Howie Mandel, the least prepared person for an interview. The one person probably works in media in front of the camera who doesn't know even a little bit about Scandoval. Baby woman, what are your takeaways from this? Tom Sandoval did like a very long sit down with Howie Mandel. And Howie Mandel just didn't know anything. And it was tragic for me to watch. Vanderpump Rules, OG Stan, what were your thoughts?
Yeah. So Howie Mandel scored this interview because the drummer in Sandoval's fake band, Tom Sandoval's Extras, is friends with Howie Mandel, and his wife is like friends of the family. So they met at a wedding where Tom Sandoval sang Africa by Toto, which is just very important.
Best song.
Great song. So after about 20 minutes of talking about that and about Sandoval's cardigan and about his mustache and about absolute nonsense, Howie Mandel's daughter, who's his co-host, tried to get on track to talk about Scandoval. But Howie Mandel just kept interrupting him, saying like, who's Sheena? What's this? Like, it was so freaking painful, but you could tell Sandoval, as a true narcissist, was itching to talk because he found a way to kind of interview himself. Yeah. It made it where obviously really tough questions to answer, like, was Raquel actually sleeping in your house and Ariana upstairs when you were doing this? Like, things I need to know did go unanswered. But I think the biggest revelation was Sandoval admitting for the first time that him and Raquel got together at the beginning of August. If you've been watching season 10 of Vanderpump Rules, there was a guy's night that Raquel and Charlie crashed after they left the Vegas trip with the other girls. And Sandoval said that was the first night. They were outside. Yes, they were at Sky Bar. They were then outside his apartment or his house with Ariana. Ariana was seemingly inside mourning the loss of her dog, lest we not forget. And Sandoval and Raquel had this magnetic moment where they kissed, and then he implied something happened near a fire pit. So I think they hooked up outside for the first time. And he kind of gave all the same explanations. I did a story I was quite proud of, comparing how he rationalized cheating on Kristen Doty 10 years ago to how he cheated on Ariana. And granted,
it's the same.
Kristen was also a monster in that relationship. Ariana, much better than Kristen as a partner. She's not cheating too. But the way he was using the same terminology of, we were like roommates, we weren't having sex, I needed more, and just very similar things, basically saying he didn't end things because it was like inconvenient to have to move out. Our brand was really strong, trying to pretend he cared about what was happening with Ariana. He didn't want her to lose any brand deals, but really it's clearly all about himself. Even describing their first kiss, when he talked about his first kiss with Ariana, he talked about how like the sun was coming up and it was late after a night of drinking with Ariana, with Raquel, sun was coming up and it was late after a night of drinking. Like, this guy is just a monster. And that date is so important because then 2 weeks later is when Sheena's wedding went down and Sandoval was the one encouraging Schwartz to make out with Raquel when he was slapping Raquel on the ass in front of Ariana. It's insane. It's insane.
Pretty wild.
Technically right behind Ariana.
Right.
She was facing the other way and he just grabs her butt and she like giggles behind him. It is wildly uncomfortable. And I did love your piece. Go read it on usmagazine.com because the story parallels between Tom Sandoval's two cheatings are eerily similar. And one might say a pattern that Rachel Raquel should also look out for.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
I was just going to say, he said that he quote unquote tried to break up with Ariana in therapy in the fall. Cause after he kissed Raquel, he realized he needed therapy because he was having such strong feelings. But then he like, similar to what Schwartz said, he's like addicted to her. Like he was like, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And it like overtook my mind and I knew it wasn't healthy, but I couldn't stop. And I was just FaceTiming her whenever I could. So he was like in therapy, but while he was in therapy, he was still carrying on this affair. Then he brought Ariana into therapy to make it couples therapy, was quote, trying to break up with her, but taking Raquel to like go meet his family in December in St. Louis, going on trips with Schwartz to Big Bear in January. And then in February, 7 months in or whatever, 6 months in, broke up with her, quote unquote, on Valentine's Day, but somehow she missed the breakup. So then, you know, when she found out on March 1st about the Raquel thing, she was at his show supporting him. So in what world did he actually break up with her if she was at a Tom Sandoval in the Most Extra show acting like the supportive girlfriend he was? He is so full of it.
Yep.
He is. And I was so pissed at Howie Mandel for knowing nothing about it. Like, do a 10-minute read up on it. You know, it's this huge scandal and the people care about. Like, just learn the characters a little bit. It's not easy. Sarah Huron, just click on her bio on usmagazine.com and pick one.
He defended him. Like, it's one thing to not know. It's another thing to be like, it's not that big of a deal. You weren't married. Like, whatever. Like, he doesn't know the history of how many people have cheated on the show. He doesn't know how close Ariana and Raquel are and how she's defended her. He doesn't know that they've been together for 9 years. Like, when you don't know the context, it's still one. Why are you defending this guy for having a months-long affair and cheating on anyone? And then Andy Cohen got pissed. He made Howie Mandel the jackhole of it the day, as he should. And it's just messy.
I also didn't realize, call me Howie Mandel, that they were together for 9 years. I thought it was six.
It was in between seasons 2 and 3 of Vanderpump Rules, which was 2014.
Right. Holy crap. Well, yes, monsters, terrible. We hate it. Can't wait to see what happens next. All right. Well, let's take it to our last story of the week. Britney Spears, guys, is releasing a memoir, and I am so excited about it. Page Six has some fun exclusive details, and a source calls it inspiring and a groundbreaking instant bestseller. That I already knew it would be. But she says, the source tells Page Six that it's going to be wildly candid. And it's a story of survival, finding her way out of the crippling conservatorship to finding happiness with her husband, Sam. They also revealed that she's been working with ghostwriter Sam Lansky, who is an acclaimed novelist and journalist who's written for a bunch of things and has profiled Madonna, Nicki Minaj, and Adele. So he knows an iconic pop diva. And the source says that it is honest and from the heart. No stone is left unturned. It is truly a female empowerment story of her taking control of her life. Immediately can't wait to read it. Celebrity memoir expert, baby woman, Sarah Huron, I assume you are also excited for this because this is going to be a tell-all. Or are you not? I don't know. What's going on?
I mean, I'm excited about it. I think the Britney stuff is hard just because it's been so much. And obviously, like, she has every right to tell her side of the story. And I'm sure there's going to be shocking things. It's just like a little exhausting to kind of still go down that road again. I'm sure when it comes out, I'll be like wanting 7 more books. Right now, I really only care about Minka Kelly's memoir that comes out in a few weeks. Cause when I found out that her and Tim Bringins dated IRL, I just about had a heart attack. Cause I think they might be the two most beautiful people on the planet. And if she's going to reveal stuff about Taylor Kitsch, like, is she going to reveal stuff about Derek Jeter, who I've loved since I was, you know, 7 years old? And she's dated a lot of famous people, and it sounds like this memoir is going to deliver. So right now I'm focused on Lila Garrity, but I'm sure whenever this Britney memoir comes out, I will love it.
Me too. You're right. I wonder if she's going to talk about, you know, like Colin Farrell and Ben Affleck and all of those guys that she was linked to in the early 2000s. I really hope we get like a little bit like of a Ben Affleck and a Colin Farrell update in there. That would just be
definitely is, because if she wasn't going to go there, why would she write the book? The whole point in like selling the book is she's going to, yeah, I don't know that she's going to spill all the tea, but we'll get a sip here and there, guys. Bocha. Lila.
I am thirsty for it. Well, thank you to Brittany, and thank you to my hosts, Sarah and Gwen, for helping me spill all of this piping hot celebrity this week. Again, this is Travis Cronin, Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, favorite celebrities. Because after all, guys, you know what they are? They're just like us. Oh my god, that's our worst one yet. Thank you guys so much, and we'll be back next week with a new episode. We'll see you then.
Bye.